he removed Frank's heavy chains and pushed him roughly through the front gate. He stumbled against Patty and shrank away as if the contact stung. The children were skulking by the side of the house 20 feet beyond the adults, watching and waiting. Bob, Jack, and Huey stood stiffly, hoping Frank would put up another fight. Stuart just looked on quietly from out of his peaceful, sympathetic little soul. Maggie held her hands to her cheeks, pushing and kneading at them in an agony of fear that someone meant to hurt Frank. He turned to look at his mother first, black eyes into gray, in a dark and bitter communion which had never been spoken, nor ever was. Patty's fierce blue gaze beat him down, contemptuous and scathing, as if this was what he had expected, and Frank's downcast lids acknowledged his right to be angry. From that day forward, Patty never spoke to his son beyond common civility. But it was the children Frank found hardest to face, ashamed and embarrassed, the bright bird brought home with the sky unplumbed, wings clipped, song drowned into silence. Maggie waited until after Fee had done her nightly rounds, then she wriggled through the open window and made off across the backyard. She knew where Frank would be, up in the hay in the barn, safe from prying eyes and his father.
"Frank, Frank, where are you?"
she said in a stage whisper as she shuffled into the stilly blackness of the barn, her toes exploring the unknown ground in front of her as sensitively as an animal.
"Over here, Maggie,"
came his tired voice, hardly Frank's voice at all, no life or passion to it. She followed the sound to where he was stretched out in the hay, and snuggled down beside him with her arms as far around his chest as they would reach.
"Oh, Frank, I'm so glad you're back," she said.
He groaned, slid down in the straw until he was lower than she, and put his head on her body. Maggie clutched at his thick, straight hair, crooning. It was too dark to see her, and the invisible substance of her sympathy undid him. He began to weep, nodding his body into slow, twisting rails of pain, his tears soaking her nightgown. Maggie did not weep. Something in her little soul was old enough and woman enough to feel the irresistible, stinging joy of being needed. She sat rocking his head back and forth, until his grief expended itself in emptiness.